Thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and very first, I want to tell you that there's a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families, so be sure to check out that two-part series on the subject of parenthood, and they're exploring the question, how to know if you're a good parent and what to do about it. So that's an episode that I think is relevant to a lot of people right now and some thoughts going on in a lot of parents' heads. So you'll want to be sure to check that out. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the topic of, do you have the right guidebook? Now, what we're talking about is, the idea comes from LDS General Conference, and it was by Elder Claudito Zivic of the Quorum of the 70. And he talks about how he was praying that he wouldn't lose sight of the way and that he wanted to always feel connected to Heavenly Father. And so I'm going to read a little bit of that talk. And it says, several years ago, I went to Arches National Park with my wife, our daughter Evelyn, and a family friend. One of the most famous arches there is called Delicate Arch. We decided to walk about a mile and a half, 2 kilometers, climbing the mountain in order to reach the arch. We started off on our pathway with great enthusiasm, but after walking a short stretch, the others needed to rest. Because of my desire to get there, I decided to continue on alone. Without paying attention to the path I ought to take, I followed a man in front of me who seemed to be moving forward with great surety. The pathway became more and more difficult, and I had to jump from one rock to another. Suddenly, I saw Delicate Arch, but to my great surprise, I saw that it was in an area inaccessible to me. With great frustration, I decided to go back. I waited impatiently until we met up again. My immediate question was, did you reach Delicate Arch? And they happily told me that they had. They explained that they had followed the signs showing the way, and with care and effort, they had reached their destination. Unfortunately, I had taken the wrong way. What a great lesson I learned that day. How often do we make a mistake about the right way, letting ourselves be led along by the trends of the world? We need to continually ask ourselves if we are being doers of the words of Jesus Christ. So we have a spiritual guide, right, that Heavenly Father has given to us, meant to guide us on our path in this life, and that's the scriptures. Think about how the scriptures can kind of guide you on your way. And sometimes I think it can kind of be abstract to think, well, how can these books that were written so long ago really be relevant to what's going on in my life today? But I want to encourage you to pray for guidance for the things going on in your life and then read the scriptures. And Heavenly Father has promised us that if we do that, that answers will come to us and that our pathway will seem a lot more clear. So along those same lines, I want to share a quote from Horace, and it says, "Remember when life's path is steep to keep your mind even." Thank you so much for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.